Our intention is to invest into this property to turn it into a 4-5-star hotel. At the moment, the hotel, when we bought it, had shut, which was quite a sad loss to the town. So our intention is to get a planning consent to redevelop the local area around the hotel so that we can invest in excess of £20 million on bringing this hotel back into life again with a 4-5-star Nikki Hotel brand.
And it is as a hotel, and the company will be Hoteliers.
Is that right?
That's correct. There's the Nikki Hotels is a new brand. It's part of our group. And so effectively, we will be developing this, owning this and trading this within our own company.
And in terms of the work that's required to keep this building here, because that's your plan, I'm reading between the lines here, that's what it looks like to keep the original hotel here. What sort of work do you have to do to it?
Yeah, so there are some modern extensions that's added to the building over the years we plan to remove, which are over to the eastern side of it, the old nightclub and the old Irish bar, which actually weren't part of the original building. But our intention here is, at the moment, the hotel has fallen into quite a bad state of repair, and the top floors of the hotel at the moment have suffered with massive water ingress and damp out there. So the plan is that we would be upgrading that and then effectively do a full internal refurbishment of the hotel, but also to add a full service spa into the hotel to make sure that there's an offering that makes it a 12 months a year hotel.
In terms of the apartments and the housing side of it, I see that you're proposing 77 apartments.
Yes.
How necessary are they for making this development possible?
Yeah, so at the moment, the investment into this hotel, as I've said, is about in excess of £20 million. And the hotel would not support that value of investment. So therefore, we need the residential development to use as a funding machine to be able to pay for the costs of those works.
I've picked up a few comments from town councillors who are here already, and one of the concerns about this, and I know from other developments and proposals, is that the feeling locally is that Newquay needs houses rather than apartments. Is that a possibility here? And also there's concern from one town councillor already about Section 106 money, that if the housing is not here, that affordable housing, the money goes elsewhere in Cornwall.
Yeah, so obviously, affordable housing, a lot of it comes down to the viability of the scheme. And at these early stages, we don't know what the final viability will look like. So it's very hard to look forward and to see how that will impact on affordable housing and 106 contributions. There will obviously be some kind of contributions that will happen, and we'll work with the council on that. But as far as affordable housing goes, it'll all come down to the viability of the scheme, which is just too early in the stage to know what that looks like.
Is there any room here for houses rather than apartments?
I think the site is probably too constrained for houses as such there. So at the moment, we have shown the apartments in line with the old Newquay Town Council neighbourhood plans that sort of show key areas of blocks of housing or apartments on there. So I think it'd be very, very difficult to actually fit housing as such or houses on the site, and they'd have to be apartments.
Griffin Inn, that was a surprise, I think, to many that this is part of this, but there's been previous applications for the Griffin Pub. One of the key issues that was raised and concerns was about the height and proximity to St Michael's Church. I guess you're aware of that with the previous applications. What's the height that you're proposing there?
Yeah, so two things on the Griffin. I mean, firstly, the Griffin is going to remain open and trading, subject to planning and the development works anyway on there. And yes, we looked at the works that were previously proposed for the old Griffin site, and we are an awful lot lower than theirs, and also we've stepped the development back, so we've been very, very conscious of it competing A with the hotel and B with St Michael's Spire. So obviously we will be in discussion with Historic and Natural England about these developments anyway, but at the moment we believe that what we're looking at, the views that we've reviewed, look like they don't compete with the Spire, so a much more gentler approach.
And in terms of the look of the building, the Hotel Bristol development was very controversial because of the height originally, so they addressed that, scaled it down. The finish on the building seems to be very important when it comes to these applications in Newquay. What are you proposing for those apartment blocks and the hotel?
Yeah, so at the moment, the hotel generally will be as it is. It needs full window replacement. With regard to the residential development, I mean, it's a little bit up in the air at the moment. We've got meetings with local designers to talk through various options on there. We're not going to try and match the hotel. Mm-hmm. I think trying to pastiche would just be a failure when we've tried that before on other schemes. So a more modern horizontal approach to facade design will probably be taken. Mm-hmm. As far as the final material goes, obviously we're very aware that we're coastal. Yeah. And so we'll make sure that those materials will work in this location.
And is it likely the pebble dash will remain on Hotel Victoria?
We are looking at potentially replacing the pebble dash with a render type material.